Dakota Dave Hull on the guitar with help from Butch Thompson on the piano. Dave's got a new CD with a CD release party at Celtic Junction in St. Paul, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 14th. This is the first Dave Hull CD. Actually, it's two CDs in one package with all original music.
Well, I never did a recording of all original tunes. People asked for it. It seemed like a good thing to do, sort of have everything all together in one place.
Dave, what music styles or even artists inspire your composing?
Well, I listen to a lot of pre-war music, stuff that was recorded particularly in the 1920s, some in the 1930s as well, and from basically all of the American traditions, whether it be early country music, old-timey music, country blues, early jazz, particularly the jazz age, ragtime piano. It's sort of the osmosis method. I listen to music and then whatever comes through comes through. And some are, you know, maybe a little jazzier, some are maybe a little more country influence or bluesy, but it's all from the same pot.
The CD package is entitled Under the North Star, and you've got a number on it that's dedicated to the late Bill Hinckley.
That's true, yeah. Bill was really, I like to say Bill was the heart and soul of our music scene here in Minneapolis for the whole time he was here. He showed up about the same time I did, maybe 69, and was a major part of our scene until he passed away. Bill knew everything. He never forgot anything. He had a photographic memory, and so you could ask him downright nearly anything about music or anything else for that matter and get an answer.
You had a chance to play this rag you composed, The Hink, for Bill. Tell us about that.
It was pretty pretty nice. Bill was in the hospital for the last time and was still lucid. They hadn't put him into the hospice yet where they upped his pain medications. And so I played it for him, and a little later when some other people showed up, Bill described the tune to a T and amazed me, but again, he could do that, and asked to hear it again. It really meant and continues to mean a whole lot to me. Another one that is kind of meaningful to me and might be to you is Blair Mountain, which is a tune that was inspired by the Battle of Blair Mountain, which, among other things, was the only time Americans ever dropped bombs on each other. The mine owners hired private planes to bomb the strikers. It was truly a battle in 1921, and it took another dozen years before the Union finally came in.
Where did this happen?
Blair Mountain, which is in Logan County, West Virginia.
Release party is on October 19th at Celtic Junction in St. Paul. And at which time?
That's at 7:30. And boy, that's a nice venue.
Butch Thompson will be there to play the piano. The CD is called Under the North Star, and Dakota Dave Hull's website is dakotadavehull.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.